Blog Talk Radio.
International partners,
United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA. Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, India, Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we call on the Lord, and heard and delivered us from the death and the mighty grave. On today, we God will touch each and every one of us with his finger of love, gave us new life in this new day. For as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything, saints, is jointly and fitly into place on today. So as we come into agreement and come before the mighty throne of God, giving him the honor, the glory, and the thanks because of who he is in our lives on today. Good morning, Mother Jessica. God bless you. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith. How are you? First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Temple Spencer. And First Lady, Keisha Spencer. And to you, Pastor Smith. And to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith. And to each and every one at ADM Ministry. Each and every one all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, humble as we know how, God, we just thanking you for life, health, and strength. God, we thanking you for allowing us to see another day, a new day, God, that we've never seen before. God, we thank you. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you how you breathe into these old vessels, God, this morning. And every limb began to operate in the name of Jesus this morning. So we thank you, God. That's a miracle by itself, God. So beautiful, since you came in and breathed the right hand on us, God. Oh, God, let us begin to rise and shine and give you all the glory, God. Let us give you all that we get in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for this day, God, because we realize if it had not been for you, it wouldn't have been possible, God, this morning, God. So I ask you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, touch every laptop, every phone this morning, God. Begin to shake us like never before, God. Rain down on us, God, on the boat, God. Renew our minds and our hearts, God, on the boat, say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, I will cry out to you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You kept us all last night. Oh, then this morning, God. Everything was just fine. No break-ins, God. No fires. Nothing. But you kept us safe, God. And we need to just to tell you thank you this morning. In spite of all, God, I lift up every youth that it is once more, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray constantly that you shield and protect them, God. Keep them up on your wings, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now going and now coming, God. Continue, God, to shield them. Continue, God, to just touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, thank you, God, for saving them at a young age, filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. We thank you this morning, God. We ask that you go into the in the hospital, God, today, in the name of Jesus. Just walk the house, God. Just your presence, God, will make everything all right, God. We already know, God, by your stripes we are healed. So we'll just begin to just to say thank you. Thank you for your healing, God. We thank you, God, all about sharing the mighty name of Jesus, God. As we look around, God, so much is going on, but in spite of that, God, we stay focused on you, God, because we realize, God, that you have this situation, God, all in your hand. Everything is in your hand, God, today. So thank you, Lord, this day, God. We ask you, God, to even look upon the homeless this day, God, and the cold, God. God, keep them a place where it's warm, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But I pray, God, that you begin to touch their minds, God, and let them know it's just a temporary situation, God. It's not a lifetime thing, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, give them the mind that they can come out, that they can get out the situation, God. Oh, if they have a mind to want to come out, you continually bring them out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up everybody up this morning, God. My soul, this morning, God. I lift up everyone, God, every minister, every male minister, every female minister, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you let them stay strong in you. I pray, God, that they're constantly calling on your name, laying before you, God. I pray, God, that you keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us know that you are all powers in your hand, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to cry out, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us run and not be weary, God. Let us run. They say, let us walk and not be weary, God. But I say this morning, let us run and not be weary. How do I send that? And well doing in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love one another as you have loved us in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, let us send that. God, we lift up our family members this morning, our children, our grandchildren, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Great grandkids, sisters and brothers, in the mighty name of Jesus. Uncles and aunts, God. Oh, we lift them up to you this morning, God. We stand up about God in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory to God. I pray, God, that you save, deliver, and set free, God. Let them know, God, that you live, God. All about say, God, let them know in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even in the late midnight hour, God, send forth your minister angel. How do I send that? That they'll minister to their spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the food that you put on our table, God. We realize, God, it's not us, God, but it's all you, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, if we have any medicine in our heart against anybody, God, we plead in the blood this morning. God created us a clean heart. Well, medicine, with jealousy won't set there. It has to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for everyone on the job safely this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak peace to the most condemnable shape. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak love like never before in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak, God, continue to direct our footsteps in the way that they need to be going in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, let us all cry out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name, God. Oh, God, let us continue to have a melody in our heart, God, and a praise upon our lips, no matter what the situation may be, God. Because we know victory is ours, out of our sight now. Victory. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because the battle is not ours. It's your battle, God. And we realize, God, that you never lost a battle. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We glorify your name, God. These things we ask you this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Come on,
thank you.
God.
Thank you. We thank you for that. This morning. Lord God, we ask that your Holy Spirit come into this. And Lord God, fix everything.
Yes, Lord.
To continue. Holy Spirit, upon you, upon your people, Lord God, that we can receive through your Holy Spirit what you have for us on this morning. It is this Holy Spirit. Come right now. Touch us. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the spirit of our feet. Holy Spirit of the living God. You move. You move right now, Yoruba. Stand up. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. He will be. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Right then, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Open up right now, Holy Spirit. Your anointing power on your people right now.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Do it right now. We need you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We receive you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you come right now.
Yes.
Yes, Holy Spirit. To lead us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. To heal us. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. In the north, south, in the west. Internationally. Nationally,
yes.
And locally, Holy Spirit of the living God.
Jesus, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
And bow down at your altar.
Yes, Lord.
We surrender all.
Yes,
Holy Spirit,
Lord.
You take control of every circumstance and every situation there is. Oh, glory. Right now, even in your name, Holy Spirit, of the living God, move right now, touch right now, in the name of Jesus, at this hour, Holy Spirit, you have control, not our will, but your will, Holy Spirit, of the God, be done on today. And we thank you, and we thank you. Holy Spirit of the believer. Because
Lord.
Of you, we thank you that
thank
you're
you,
obedient,
Jesus.
That you come down from heaven through the Son Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Holy Spirit, to do a work, a willing
Lord.
Work on God's
Lord.
Children right now, each and every one of us.
In the
oh, glory, hallelujah. Right now,
Lord. Jesus, Lord.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord
in the
Jesus.
Of the Spirit, no matter where we are, in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have your will. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Do
yes,
your
Lord.
Work.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Us and in the Holy Spirit
yes,
of the
yes,
living
Lord.
God. Right now. We
yes,
want to thank
yes, Lord.
We
want
to thank you. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Because of who
yes.
you are.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the Father,
yes, Lord.
The Spirit,
hallelujah.
And the Holy Spirit. In all three,
oh, yes,
you
Lord.
Are one. Your glory.
Yes.
And so we thank the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
You
thank
take
you, Lord. Thank you,
to
Jesus.
Us.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
higher
Lord.
In you. Take us
yes,
to where
Lord.
We need to be. Through your Holy Spirit,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh,
it is well with our
yes.
souls.
And
Lord,
thank
we can make
yes,
it.
Lord.
And we can take it because
yes,
of you, Lord God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. We won't
yes,
turn back.
Lord.
And we won't go back because
Lord.
Of your anointing power.
Yes,
oh, Lord.
Lord
that comes.
Ah, yes, Lord.
To
oh,
oh,
Lord. Jesus, yes.
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord God. In the name
yes,
of the
Lord.
Father and the Son and the blessed
yes.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Now, Satan, wake
yes,
us.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God,
yes,
have us the hope.
Yes,
bring
Lord.
Us into a room.
Yes.
Jesus. They
yes, Lord.
We receive what you have for us on today,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Oh, glory. What a mighty God.
Amen.
We serve.
Yes.
What
yes,
a mighty
do.
God.
Mm.
Oh, glory. That comes
yes,
to see a quality.
Yes,
oh, Lord. Glory. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
We thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You.
Yes, we do.
We sing. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Yes. Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
You, Lord. In
yes,
Jesus'
we do,
name.
Lord.
So touch somebody's heart. Touch.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, man.
Yes,
touch.
Lord. In
that
the name
is thought
of
process.
Jesus.
Bring it all into alignment,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
bring it
Lord.
Into alignment with you, Lord
yes.
Jesus. Oh,
yes,
glory, hallelujah.
Lord.
And we thank you. And we
thank
praise
you, Lord.
You. And we
thank
you.
God. Yes, Lord.
But you do
thank
answer
thank
prayer.
You. Oh, glory. Yes, it does.
And
yes, it does.
We
thank yes.
you right now for all things.
Thank you. Yes, we do, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well,
thank
you got to move on, saints. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Another
Amen.
That the Lord has made. For this
yes.
is the day that
yes,
the Lord
is.
Has made. Will
Amen.
You rejoice and be glad
Hallelujah.
In it? Come
yes.
on.
Amen.
Come on. And go with me to my Father's
yes.
house. There's
Amen.
Joy
mm.
in my Father's
mm.
house. There's peace
yes,
in my
Lord.
Father's house. There's love
yes. hey,
in
yes,
my
Lord.
Father's house.
Hey, yes,
there's
Jesus.
Understanding in
hey,
my Father's house. There's wisdom in
hey,
my Father's
yes,
house. There's everything
yes,
in my Father's
mm.
house.
Yes,
healing, blessing, signs, and wonders.
Yes, Lord.
Come and
yes.
go. Come and go with me. Oh, glory,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know anything that we need, it's in our Father's house on today.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God, I want to talk a little bit about effective prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Coming out of
Hallelujah.
Matthew, the 26th chapter, starting at the 36th verse. Amen.
Yes.
Matthew 26, 36. And I believe we'll go down to the 41st. And praise God. Amen. 36. Amen. And it reads as such. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And
Amen.
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me.
Yes.
And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
Hallelujah.
The disciples and find them asleep and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter into temptation, for the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen.
Amen.
in the Garden of Gethsemane, praise God, before his time, amen, to be turned over, amen. And he went up to the garden to pray. And it's ironic that he took Peter and two of the sons of Zebedee with him. For as we look at it, he prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The true of God. But one thing about it, amen.
Yes.
The disciples' flesh was weak. And they couldn't even pray 1 hour and watch for the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Aren't we that we sometimes, when we should be praying, we're sleeping?
Amen.
Or when we should be praying, praise God, that we're worrying about something else? For we know that worrying is a sin. Oh, yes,
yes,
it is. Because it's saying that we have no faith and belief in God, that he won't do it. Oh, but I tell you, oh, yes, he will. He will do it. Praise God.
Yes, he will.
All you have to do is focus on him. Go down to Kneebone Valley in prayer. Turn it all over to God and let him handle it through his Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
He will work it out. For
yes,
you,
he will.
For me. What is prayer? A solemn request for help or expression of thanks unto God.
Amen.
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 You understand what prayer is? A solemn request for help or expression of thanks to God. Amen. So it's not always, gimme, Lord. Gimme, God.
Amen.
You got to go back. And you got to thank the one, the source, praise God, that is providing for you and for me, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That word, amen, praise God, it's a long word. It's prosuchema, and it's spelled prosuchema. M-A-I apostrophe. It means effective prayer. Amen. And James 5:16 talks about effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availing much. Amen. For we should always pray. Amen. Why should we always pray? Amen. Prayer maintains spiritual communication with God. That is why we pray. Amen. He is our deity. He is our Father. He is our provider and healer. He is our all in all. Praise God.
Amen.
We can't depend on man. We can't go to man. If man can't do it, God will always do it. Amen.
Yes. And amen.
We have to dig in. We have to root in like a tree planted by the river of water. Take root.
Amen.
Unto God.
Amen.
For everything. Do you hear what I say? Everything. Whatever you need, go to God in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Anything that we go to do, amen, in the natural, we should go to God first. He said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, not man's, not yours,
amen,
not mine, praise God, but his.
Amen.
How do we seek it? Through prayer. Amen. Praise God. We should always pray. Amen. We should always set aside time in the morning, in the noonday, and in the evening. And any other time that the Spirit of the Lord fall on you to come before Almighty God and commune with him. Praise God. Praise God. So where is your prayer life on today? Do you have a prayer life? If you don't, right now, today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you seek out a prayer life for yourself, for your marriage, for your family, for your children, for your job, for your business, for everything. Seek the Lord thy God, and he will bless you. And then when he bless you, go back down on your knees at Kneebone Valley and tell the Lord thank you for all of his mighty works and deeds that he has done for you and for me. Oh, yes. Because God always has a better idea on how to handle everything because he is God. He is Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There is no ending to him. There is no limit to him. So there is no limit to his wisdom and understanding and his answers to our prayers to him on today. Always praise God. Always pray to God. Always thank God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We can't thank him enough. Oh, glory, for what he has done for us. And on today, give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Glorify him. Lift him up. He said, when the prayers go up, the blessings do come down. Amen. Spiritual blessings. Amen. Through what? Information. Amen. That he gives us through his holy word, living word. Amen. 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 He gives us that. Amen. So when we pray to God, amen, and tell him what we need, he'll come to our rescue each and every time. He may not come when you need him, but because God sees all and knows all and knows what our need is, he will come right on time. Try him. Try God on today and every day and see. And sometimes God is teaching us how to wait on him. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
because
Lord,
he is molding us to where he needs to be so that when that blessing comes, oh, glory, hallelujah, that we are, praise God, that we are accepting, deserving of it on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you right there.
Thank
somebody
you,
ought to tell the Lord thank you again.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
God is good.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, the Son of God. Yes, who listens to all of our cries when we pray and come to him as being our Lord, our God, our Savior, deliverer, healer, provider, and protector.
Amen.
On today, won't you come before him and give him praise through the prayer? Do it on today. Amen.
Yes.
Well, during this portion of the broadcast, over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all. My God, what a cold morning over here, but nevertheless, we give God the glory, we give God the honor and praise. I just bless God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing, you know, that what God is doing, and I just give God the honor, you know. You know, one thing about it, Pastor Smith, I got something on the marquees. It says, we already know, we heard it before, follow me as I follow Christ. You know, it's a, first of all, the correct text of it, in the King James Version, 1 Corinthians 11:1, it says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. The question is, you know, that I want to give that is going along with the text that you are sharing this morning pertaining to prayer. is who are we following? Who are we following? You know, so that's the question is that I just want to know that who are we following? Who are we following? You know, so are we actually following individuals that God done placed in our life as we follow in Christ? Are we really example? Because just like you said, you know, dealing with prayer, the question is, you know, follow me as I follow after Christ. Who in your circle that you're following? Is somebody in your circle that you are following, that you're imitating or that you are receiving, do they have a prayer life? Or in your prayer life is not. I'm just trying to question the off balance in the body of Christ, the off balance in that it could be around us. You know, are we really following after what God done placed in front of us, or are we have a sense of rebellion in in us? Amen. So we gotta understand something. What are we are following? You know, follow me as I follow Christ. You know, that's why it's just I just wonder, you know, with the saints of God, like, okay, amen, God puts prayer, got people in front of you to pray, we do this, we do that, but now we take a detour, detour from the different things that or the different models that God done placed in front of us. Then we begin to blame everything else other than realizing what is the source or realizing the problem. So the question is, how do we follow man? How do we follow man? If I'm going to follow somebody and we hear this thing all the time, follow me as I follow Christ, how do I follow man? Or do I really follow man example? Do I really follow man example? I got a question as everyone approaching their 2019 and getting ready to approach it the next year. Can you examine your circle, examine your core? And when you examine, do you have individuals that you consider as quantity or quality? Do you have anything around you that consider as quantity or quality? And if you have quality around you, are you following the quality or are you still on your own agenda? We are not going to be able to increase or we're not going to be able to improve different things in our prayer life, our worship life, our walk with God, and different things if we don't allow ourselves to be exposed to new things or receive the quality that God placed around us. It doesn't matter who it is, amen? It doesn't matter who it is, but we have to begin to be peoples of God that we got to get out of this phase of rejection. We reject everything because we feel as though everything is harmful, everything is hurtful, everything, because of your experience that you had or you had a bad experience, we still traumatized with that. So now our prayer life or now our walk with God and everything that we begin to do is traumatized. And when God begins to place individual around you to increase you, to bring you into a place of revelation, my God, for you could begin to explore the manifestation that God has for you, we have a tendency to reject. Why? Because we feel as though that we're still traumatized of the last issues or incident. I'm in a place of prayer right now for the body of Christ and for peoples of God that deal with trauma. They still traumatized. And every time we look up, we cannot follow the scripture because we're still traumatized. We're traumatized of what somebody said. We're traumatized of what man said. We're traumatized of what this look like. We're traumatized at that. So now let me link this over to where Pastor Smith, what Pastor Phil's teaching this morning with prayer. Now our prayer life become traumatized. Our prayer life become a role model of what I've been through, not a role model who God placed me with, or a role model of Christ himself. Our prayer life become traumatized. If you notice, my God, when you're dealing with an individual that dealing with trauma, it always goes back to issues. The prayer life become issues. Everything with the prayer life, issue. God take care of issue. God take care of the hospital. God, take care of sickness. God, heal the same this person, say that person. Their prayer life or everything around them becomes traumatized. And when you deal with the individual with traumatized and so much of trauma, when function or, my God, when things in their life become, my God, not dysfunction, but function is hard to adjust because we're so used to trauma. So I pray, my God, this morning that many of you be delivered from your trauma events that traumatize you, for you won't begin to, for it preventing you to increase into the things of God. You receiving the different things that God has for you. It doesn't matter how much Pastor Smith teach or how much we teach, we're still going to be into a place where saints of God that they might believe, but yet they're going to reject. Because why? Trauma. It's so much to traumatize people that got people in trouble. Amen. And it's still getting the body of Christ in trouble now, and they're making their prayer life least effective. Why? Because trauma. I declare and decree that as you begin to walk into this new season, your prayer life is going to change all over the world. Things that you're going to begin to say, things that you're going to begin to release, you are not going to begin to, my God, dwell in a trauma environment. In your mind, in your spirit, it will not be trauma. I free you in the Holy Ghost, and God free you from these trauma moments that you've been having. Amen? We got to begin to understand that everything that God placed around us, he give us exposure, and he allows folks to bring people into our life for exposure. Amen. And if we're still walking on trauma in our prayer, we're not being effective because we have a trauma issue. We're not doing this. Trauma issue probably come from you mad with God. God have not showed up yet. Some of us, some people, my God, even us to this point now, got an issue with God because everything they ask God for, everything they believe it for, they feel though even us right now, it have not came to pass. So as this year begin to wind up, you have people that have issues in their prayer life because, my God, with God. See, you got to understand it. That's why, saints of God, that the men of God say, follow me as I follow Christ. You got to get connected to the right individual so you can get the right information that is way the revelation to hit you, and you can begin to walk in your manifestation. Amen. So I pray that, saints of God, you be delivered from your trauma life, and the things that you say in your prayer life and your prayer, it begin to articulate into the right way, because a prayer is not only a powerful thing that it goes for individual as an intercessor for the Christ or for the body of Christ. My God, it's also bring fruit to you. And if you are in prayer and it doesn't bring fruit to you, it's because you got a leak in your gas tank, and because of a trauma that it needs to be repaired. And if it doesn't be repaired, the more you give out, my God, you won't be receiving in because it be leaking right back out. Say to God, we don't have to get out of this place. If you're ready to go to a new place, new level, new things, and begin to experience the new things in God, we have to understand that God is going to place leaders and place people in our life, going to help us to elevate and help us to expose to new realms, new places. My God, with the hymn, prayer, worship, my God, supplication, all of that. Amen? But we got to get out of this trauma. So many things of God still dealing with trauma 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they have a defense mechanism up to where they're rejecting everything that God placed around them. God uses men. He uses men. So therefore, if you're still having trauma issues with men, how can, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, it talks about how God placed a fivefold around you for the upbuilding edification of the church, for the edifying and the upbuilding. If you're still walking with trauma, how can you be edified because you reject what God placed around you? I don't know about you, but I know about many of you. You're ready to go to your next level, you're ready. So I declare and decree what you have fears about, what you, my God, probably be scared about, why you, the things that the enemy is messing with you in your mind, my God, because of different issues that happened in the past that bring forth, my God, results that you did not like, you will not have fear anymore. You begin to look at every situation accordingly as it comes to you, and you will not be scared to walk into the door, for God can increase you and bring you into a place of revelation. My God, you will not face trauma issues no more. And I declare and declare, my God, as this year begins to wind up, your prayer life, the words that you say, everything that comes out of you, they're going to begin to transform into a place of wealthiness in the kingdom of God. You will not be seeing trauma issues, trauma circumstances, but you will be seeing the things of God, what he has for you. That way it's going to begin to increase. You will not be seeing, my God, killings and murder, but you'll be seeing deliverance taking place, revival taking place, my God, saints of God, peoples of God, getting healed all over the world, my God, bringing in come to a place of deliverance all over the world. You will not be a product of trauma in the name of Jesus. So we're going to have to, my God, and I dare many of you all over the world, you might need to ask God and ask the Holy Ghost that if I have any area that brought trauma into my life, spiritual life, prayer life, can you please remove it? Because trauma is stopping a lot of people to receive what God has placed in their life, and they're in a place of rejection, and their prayer life, their worship, different things that God has for them. They cannot come up to another level. Another level means exposure to that realm, exposure to new revelation, exposure to new place. Amen. And the way you get exposure, God will place people in your life that have deep capacity than you have to bring you into a place, my God, for you to come into a place of that increase. Amen. Amen. So let's get rid of this trauma so we can get enhance our prayer life and enhance our walk with God. Amen. I love you. Thank God for you all. Send a shout out to First Lady, and I pray for each and every one of you. And I know that God has many things for you. You got to understand, we could shout all day. We could get ready for what God has for us, but if we got instructions to get our house in order for we can begin to receive these blessings. Every prophecy comes with condition. You got to hear it. So don't just shout. Let's put some work in it. Amen. Because faith without words, it is dead. Well, my God, I'm out of bed to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. We thank God, amen, for those prophetic words. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you something, this is we get ready to move on off the air for today. Monday evening, I taught a little bit about fear. And today, the Apostle talking about trauma. Well, you know,
yes,
they run in tandem. Amen.
Amen.
It's not of God. Fear, amen, or that. Amen. Trauma is not of God. But when
amen,
you take those things and you go down in prayer, in sincere prayer to God,
yes,
over your picture, you'll move trauma and fear out of the way. So you can get, as the apostle was saying, your blessings from the Lord. Amen. Well,
amen.
Come on back to the praise God, where we have our own mother telling will come. Amen. Now, you know, we haven't done it in a while, but we don't know if she's going to do a drive by or a sit down. But you come on back tonight, saints, all over the world.
Amen.
Amen. That we will come together in agreement and feast from the word of the Lord from our very own Mother Helen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Bless you. And remember, as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If I'm not following Christ, don't you follow me. Praise
amen,
God.
Amen.
But as I follow Christ, his word, his anointing, you follow me. You have a God-blessed day. And we'll see you back tonight at 7 p.m. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen.
Amen.
your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your